Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy.
Bet you think that we weren't gonna record this week.
But we back, folks. We just a day late.
I mean, bet you thought. I'm already fucking up.
Oh, good. It's gonna be a good one, guys.
Oh, no.
Well, let's dive right in because we've got some Kardashian news, as always, brought to you by the incredible Shishi.
Oh, I was just gonna say that this week, Laura's actually got some stuff on Hot Top, so I was excited for you to lead.
Oh, well, I can lead the charge, guys. I finally added something to Hot Tops.
You added a few things.
I'm kind of a slacker when it comes to keeping up with the news because 90% of my news comes from Shireen.
Yeah.
And so I just assume that she's updated the pod. But I heard this and I thought, why isn't this in the pod? Because this is right up your alley of your type of news that you usually add. And so when I didn't see it there, I had to add it myself.
Well, what is it?
So, are you aware that the Kardashian family and Blac Chyna are engaged in a very litigious dispute right now?
Yes, but I feel like only recently it started showing up in the news. Like, maybe it's just made some moves recently?
Yeah, like, it's actually just started, I believe.
The trial. So,
the trial.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Blac Chyna, who is Rob Kardashian's ex-girlfriend slash baby mama, still the baby mama, but yes, ex-girlfriend. She is suing the Kardashian family for defamation, intentional interference with contract, and intentional interference with prospective economic advantage. But in effect, the bottom line is she's suing the Kardashian family because she's alleging that they effectively got her show, Rob and Chyna, canceled back in 2017.
Okay, yeah, I read a bit about this.
Yeah, so she's suing the Kardashian family for $40 million of loss of earning because the show was canceled, and then $60 million in loss of future earnings, I guess, if the show had stayed on air. So like $100 million she's suing them for. And so what's happening now? So,
wait,
so
I thought it was $300 million.
Maybe it's even more.
Yeah, it's $300 million.
Okay. Well, the article I was reading only said those things, but that makes sense. I'm not surprised she's suing for an egregious amount of money because her show is so good.
Yeah, we are really suffering without that content.
I mean, I watched it for sure.
I didn't.
You didn't watch it?
No. Was it good?
No.
I think I saw 2 episodes, but not memorable.
Yeah. So this week they started off with, it's a jury trial in the States. So they started off with jury selection.
Imagine, I could not be on a jury for the Kardashians.
You could definitely not.
I would be You're so too biased.
But what hit the news the first time I saw this was, you know, okay, so in jury cases, there's a whole process where they select the jury. And during that process, they ask the jurors questions, and the whole point, as you said, is to establish if any of the jurors are potentially biased against either of the parties. And then as you ask these questions, each side can like vote to like veto a juror and say, you can't be a juror because you're biased in favor of the opposing party.
Yeah.
So during this process, they were asking the jury about reality TV. Like, what are your thoughts on reality TV? Because if people hate reality TV, they probably hate the Kardashians. Like, yeah, there might be a bias there. And one potential juror brought up Kim's sex tape.
I read about that.
Yeah. So he said, I have watched Kim Kardashian's sex tape and I don't think I can be impartial on this case. So it was a man who appeared to be in his 50s or 60s. And he said he can't be a juror because he'd be, quote, replaying that sex tape over and over again.
What?
And so when he said that, the court like erupted in laughter, and then obviously the Kardashians were bothered by it because like, can it just not be brought up in every single context? I know.
God.
So that's when I first saw it hit the newsstands, and I guess obviously the Kardashian family looked visibly upset by that. But in any event, the jury has been selected, and I believe the trial just started today or maybe yesterday.
So yeah, I think it was yesterday, this week.
I don't know how long it is, though. I'm curious how long of a jury trial it would be.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but she's alleging quite a few things, and there's a lot of evidence being shown in court, such as private emails and texts, like emails between Kylie and Khloe.
What?
Talking about how they need to, the show needs to not air.
Oh my gosh. That's so juicy.
I know. Wait, did you not read about
that? No, I didn't see that part.
Oh, okay. And then Kris Jenner allegedly called Blac Chyna stupid and really ghetto in private messages to the producers.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Because I get, it's just so weird because we, so we're lawyers, obviously, and we.
Is it obvious that I'm a lawyer?
Well, anyways, it's just weird because, like, we're so used to these boring cases where we're pouring through emails about, like, construction problems, and they're, like, usually pretty bland. But could you imagine being a lawyer, like, a junior on the case, pouring through the Kardashians' email for discovery?
I would kill that assignment.
Yes.
My reviews would be glowing.
Oh, yeah. You'd be so detailed. You'd remember every single communication.
Yeah.
You'd probably write a tell-all book.
I would anticipate every thought in the line of questioning. It would just, that is what I need to be doing.
Truly. You need to be into, like, entertainment law and specifically be on the Kardashians' legal team.
Yeah.
You need to work for Kim.
For her law firm?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I'd just be her assistant.
You'd be anything. You'd literally be like, I'll just wash your floors. I will be your bitch.
Can I just
watch?
Can I just stare at you all day?
Just be a peeping Tom.
No, okay, so the messages between Kylie and Khloe were sent around December 2016 when Blac Chyna believes that they wanted her out of Rob's life.
Mm.
Did you read about how, like, she tied Rob with a phone cord and then put a gun to his head? Wait, did you do any research?
This was the extent of my research. This was the extent of the news, the sex tape issue.
You were going really strong. I was like, she really got into this. Good, good, good.
Well, obviously you know more, so why don't you lead the charge?
Well, okay.
I did not read about that. That's wild.
Holy moly. So, Blac Chyna reportedly testified and said that she was joking when she pointed an unloaded gun at Rob's head.
She was too stunned to speak. Like, that's not a thing you joke about or, like, pretend. Just for funsies, I'm going to hold a gun to your head.
Oh, and she said that wrapping an iPhone cord around his neck was also in jest.
Who has a gun just lying around being like, hee hee, I'm just joking. Yeah. I'm just going to wrap your... That's absolutely insane.
Yeah. So, Michael Rhodes is representing Kim, Kyle, Khloe, Kris. Am I missing someone? No, Kendall's not a part of this. And he argued about the gun and the charger thing. And then Corey Gamble allegedly broke up a physical altercation between Rob and Chyna.
That's in not
December
surprising.
2016.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the E! Network allegedly canceled the show because of the toxic nature of their relationship.
I'd say.
Yeah. So they were like, there's no Rob and Chyna show unless there's a Rob and Chyna. Controversy does sell, but this is now verging on domestic abuse.
Yeah. Well, that makes absolute sense.
Yeah. And so Blac Chyna alleges that the Kardashians conspired to get their show canceled.
And, like, so what if they did?
Right.
Like, right. I don't know. Like,
right. So what I was going to say next was Kris told the executives of the show that Blac Chyna beat the shit out of Rob's face and that her illegal conduct cost her millions of dollars after the show was canceled.
Right. Like, she contributed to her own demise here. Like, she, like, I don't know. I guess from a legal perspective, I understand the concept of what they're alleging, but it's just like, from a common sense perspective, if something's so toxic for your son and for your future granddaughter, it's like, why would you want that show to continue? I don't know if that constitutes, like, interference with contractual relations. It's, like, interfering with your son's, like, mental and physical safety and health.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And her mom got on Instagram Live. I think she, like, got removed from the court or something like that. So then she went on Instagram Live to, like, bitch about what happened and was just, like, talking about how evil the Kardashians are and how ugly Kim actually looks in person and her makeup is gross.
Oh, that's so stupid and irrelevant.
Petty.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't tried to, like, find the feed because it must be public.
Yeah. I didn't want to watch.
Mm.
Like, what am I going to do with that?
I don't know. Talk about it on the pod. Well, do your, get up your, fucking ass and work.
Oh, wow. That was a great use of that. Nice.
Okay. What's next?
Oh, it's back to me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is this Instagram account, and they were, the internet was saying that it might be Mason or someone close to the family that was just spilling all the Kardashian secrets. Did you?
No, not didn't at see all? This at all.
Okay, so this account, it was called It's Angel. It's with a Z. And it was posting pictures like from inside the house and...
It's Penelope.
Right? It's like one of them. One of the kids. Probably Mason.
Penelope's a shitster. I could just see her doing something like this.
Yeah. But I don't know what Mason would get out of it.
Yeah. I feel like Mason is a smart boy. Like, he was trying to give North advice. Like, he's sage. Like, I don't think this is a Mason Disick issue. I think this is like... Penelope. It's got Penelope written all over it. Or maybe it's Penelope Kanye. And North... Well, yeah, it could be Kanye.
But I think we could tell by the spelling if it was Kanye.
And if it's... is it in all caps?
No.
Okay, so tell us more about the Instagram account.
So, when I decided to follow the account because I thought it was going to get locked down soon, I was like, okay, I better take screenshots of all of these things. And then I got sidetracked and I was... And it remained open. It remained posting for like the entire week. And I just went to go. And it's gone.
It's gone. The whole account's gone?
It's gone, yeah.
Okay, so what did you see while you saw it?
They said that... Do you remember they had a makeup artist styled by Harush?
Yeah.
So she was like Armenian as well, I think. Apparently she was stealing from the family. And Larsa Pippen and Harush or someone else were... very flirty with Tristan at a nightclub, and that's what caused a big fallout. Recently Kylie met up with Jordan Woods to talk things out, but they're not friends yet.
These are all things that you got from that Instagram page?
Yeah.
So were they just like notes of like, here's the tea?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And they even like added the people,
like tagged them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like styled by Harush, Kylie Jenner, Jordan Woods, everyone.
Oh my gosh.
And they said that Kim is really worried about Kanye's mental health. And, oh, someone asked them, how long do you think Kim is going to last with Pete? And he was like, more than 72 days, ha, ha, ha. And then they said, I don't know, probably like 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and obviously Courtney is trying for a baby with Travis.
Okay.
And Kendall is apparently engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Devin Booker.
Okay.
He's
I'm surprised that didn't come out already.
I know. But, like, she's pretty private.
Yeah, she is.
So, maybe, like, it'll come out on the show and then she'll show it?
Maybe.
I don't know. Corey cheated on Chris.
Yeah. Corey.
And Corey and Tristan both knew about each other's...
No way.
...activities.
What?
Kylie and Travis named their baby Knight.
So that's where you got that information from? Okay, because I saw Knight Jock Webster, and I was like, I didn't see anything about this announcement.
Yeah, I did. Okay,
so that's such a verification, because if it comes out later that like that is the name, everything from this Instagram page is going to have so much more like truthfulness behind
it. It's gone now, but... This account was making many other backup accounts. I just didn't want to follow them all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Knight Jock Webster is the name. And then whoever it was.
Stormy Knight.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that cute?
It is kind of cute.
Like K-N-I.
I know, but like Stormy Knight, that's kind of cute.
I know. Agreed.
And Knight is like pretty normal.
I like Knight a lot better than Wolf.
Way better.
I don't think Wolf suited Kylie and Travis at all.
No. No.
But yeah, the other thing was that kind of made it seem like this was legit. Like I was telling you, there were posts of intimate pictures and like real time stories that were being posted. And so one of them was like of these pet bunnies that they got. And the bunnies were named Kanye and Pete.
No way.
Yeah.
By whom? Whose bunnies were they?
I don't know.
Probably like Chloe. Like who would?
I honestly don't know. There was so much going on with that account. I wish I could.
That's hilarious. Happened. That sounds like somebody, honestly, it sounds like an assistant or like someone in their inner circle who went sour.
Yeah.
And she's probably, or he is like doing this as their last, like, fuck you if something went bad. Because like none of them in the family would actually name bunnies Kanye and Pete. That's on someone who's like has animosity against the family.
Yeah.
Penelope.
Yeah, I'm trying to go back. So my good friend sent it in our chat and was like, who is this? And I was like, I don't know why. And then they were like, watch the highlight stories. They're spilling all the Kardashian family's secrets. And then I went and saw all that. I was like, holy shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just can't wait till Kylie announces her baby's name, because I just feel that you can go back then and be like, all these things are probably true.
I think that, and if Kendall
is engaged.
Engaged, yeah.
Yeah.
Then yeah. Oh, and Kim wants a baby.
With Pete?
Unclear.
Could you imagine? Okay, can you imagine what that kid's going to look like versus her other children?
I don't know.
I cannot envision. But her kids are so beautiful.
So beautiful.
They're so perfection.
Chicago.
Oh my gosh. Like the sweetest little girl in the entire world.
Chicago and Saint are so cute.
They're so perfect looking. I don't understand.
North is going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Psalm is just obviously so cute. It's just a baby.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But Chicago. Her when eyes she, oh, and her I know. Smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Clearly we love the Kardashians. I think I've been holding this the wrong way. Great. Okay, so that's what I have for that account. Recently, Larsa Pippen was in Miami at one of her good friend's restaurant openings or his party, and Scott Disick was there too. And apparently they were talking for like 3 hours and having very animated conversations, and the internet was pissed. But like, why?
I bet you they're just like, both chatting about how they're kind of excommunicated from the family and just like venting to each other.
And I don't think that's wrong. Like, no. Scott's obviously hurt.
Yeah, for sure.
And I understand.
And like, I'm sure he had a friendship with Larsa as well. Like, yeah. She was tight with the family for many, many years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anything wrong with that.
Like, even though I'm not on Scott's side with the whole Courtney Scott thing, like, I don't fault him for having what is he supposed to do? Ignore her the entire time?
Yeah.
So... yeah, there was that, and today, Scott Disick posted in response to Sophia Richie's engagement.
So that's Scott's ex, yeah. Right?
So they were together for 3 years, and they broke up in May 2021.
So she was pre-Amelia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they did it, because that was on the show, right? They did it for a while on the show.
Mm-hmm. And so who is she engaged to? The son of the CEO of Universal Music Studios.
Oh.
He's really good friends with Lionel Richie.
A businessman's.
Mm-hmm.
Interessant.
So they've been together for like a year or less. Mm. And yeah, they're engaged. So Scott Disick posted a picture of him on his plane. And it was like, in the 305, just call me good luck Chuck. And all of his fans were like, this is a Scott we love.
Never That's hilarious. Sense of
humor. Yeah, that is funny.
I love Good Luck Chuck is such witty. Just everyone knows, you know? That was a terrible movie, but like everybody knows. I considered
myself Good Luck Chuck.
I have a friend who is literally a Good Luck Chuck. Like she, shit. I swear to God, her five last ex-boyfriends, the next person they date, they got married and had a kid. And
Damn.
Then like have had several kids.
Oh,
I was literally
God.
At one point, I'm like, can you just date my boyfriend for a bit? So then like I can get engaged.
Rip. Let's have a moment of silence for her.
I know, I feel so bad.
That is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a while I considered myself just like a foster girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that meme position. You sent me?
Yeah.
It's like you just foster them until they're ready for their real family. Fuck. But yeah, that's all I got for Kardashians.
I actually think we should talk about their show. Because some of these things that we're talking about were obviously touched on in the premiere episode.
Yeah. So, first of all, I love the format.
It literally looks bougie AF.
It's like what you said. It's very highbrow.
It's so highbrow. It's so elevated. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know what it reminds me of. It's kind of like, you know, on Netflix. Kind of. But you know on Netflix how they had, what did they have those shows? Like, Crazy Rich Asians, but then they had a TV show that was like about really
Blame
rich.
Empire?
Yes, that yeah. one. Or like Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, but obviously way elevated. Like it just mm-hmm. reminds me of like, I feel like they're showing a lot more. These people are very wealthy. Look at their massive houses. Look at their garages. Like they're showing so much more of the scenery
yeah.
that just shows their wealth, which I think also elevates the show.
Yeah. Well, what I really like about it is how there's so much more content.
Uh-huh.
I felt like in the later seasons, at least on E, they would show a lot of the confessionals, and you could tell that the confessionals were edited. It was just so choppy. Yeah. Just like, they would show one scene of them actually in action, and then it would be the confessional for like 5 minutes.
And there was also a big thing I noticed too, is that in the E! Show, there was always like, previously on this episode coming up, and there's none of that filler in this episode. So there's just like more content, just because there's not all of that stuff that you're seeing 16 times throughout the same hour.
Yeah, because it's truly a streaming show, right? There's not going to be any commercials like there were on E.
Yeah, so which is so much better. So much
more content. Yeah,
and they're actually real stories about their lives. Like at the end of E, it was all this made up stuff. Like, oh, Chloe's doing a painting. Like,
yeah.
It was just seemed like a sketch comedy show as opposed to like their real lives. Whereas this feels like it's legit.
And you can tell that they all needed the break, because at least Courtney is in a much better spot.
Totally.
She's more authentic and lively.
What did you think about them like breaking the fourth wall and talking directly about and to the cameras?
You mean like, for instance, if there was a scene outside, like Kim would step to the side and then talk to the camera?
Or even just acknowledging that the cameras were there. They're like, wow, it's been a while since we're filming. And then like sometimes they'll actually just like look at the camera and speak to it, or like acknowledge. It's just like breaking the fourth wall. Like, we are on a television show. We're acknowledging we're on a television show. Like,
yeah. I didn't mind it. Like, they're trying to do that whole documentary style, which I think is working for them.
Yeah.
So it's going to take some getting used to, though, for me at least.
But what I did think, a few of the things were like kind of goofy. Like when they were like, where's Kendall? And then they're like, oh, she's sick. And then all of a sudden Kendall's like jumping on the couch into her confessional. She's like, hi, guys, I'm not actually sick, but you'll see a lot of me this season.
Yeah, the only thing I thought of in my mind was, no one cares, Kendall.
It was just so stupid. I'm like, get out of here. You just have to like show your face. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I didn't love that.
Yeah, I don't really love anything with her. But what did we see in the first episode? Okay, so Kim takes the iPad from Saint.
Oh, yeah.
When he's playing Roblox.
It was just such a weird series of events.
It was. I couldn't tell if it was staged or not.
I know, because I don't even remember there being any news stories about that. Like, maybe they just shut it down so quickly. I do remember, though, there was at one point this, like, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, I feel like, where there was this talk of this other sex tape. Oh, yeah.
That was last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say that I thought it was funny how she goes from saying there's a meme and a picture of my crying face, and then the next scene is her ugly crying on the phone to Kanye.
Yeah, the exact same face.
Yeah.
I did think Kanye, like, and her, the dynamic of them handling that situation was like, okay, this is why the relationship at least did work at one time. I thought they both, like, supported each other, heard each other out, handled it, locked it down.
Yeah, it was nice to see. I wonder if we're going to see him in the show at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Kim recently sat down on the Not Skinny, Not Fat, But Not Fat podcast, and she spoke about how Pete did not want to be in front of the cameras. He was the only person out of Saturday Night Live that didn't sign off on being in front of the cameras while they were taping.
While, like, the Kardashians were taping?
Yeah.
Oh, because they
see the behind the scenes. Yeah.
Really? That's really interesting.
And he didn't show up the entire week for rehearsals. They only did one take before the actual show.
I wonder if that's just his MO.
So did you just not listen to that episode I sent you?
I did not. No. Wow. I haven't had time, girl.
It was 38 minutes.
I might listen to it still.
It was really nice to hear her talk, like, so.
I know. I was actually shocked that she did a podcast.
I know. Yeah.
Podcast.
I know.
Like, I never listened ours? To it. Yeah, like, why isn't she going to Pop Therapy? We're her biggest fans.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, I love how much news you can get from Not Skinny, Not Fat, but I don't enjoy the host's voice.
Yeah, I've actually never listened to it.
Yeah, that was my first time. But anyway, so yeah, Pete, do you know their whole story?
Who's?
Kim and Pete.
Well, I know that. What do you mean?
Well, she spoke about it on the podcast.
Well, I think you told me about it, that, like, that was the first time they met. Their on-screen kiss was the first time they ever kissed. Yeah. And then I don't know what happened in terms of the evolution of the relationship from there.
So she was originally approached to go on SNL, and she was really nervous about it. What?
Yeah, and then Pete told her, like, you got to do it, right? Wasn't that in the episode?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay.
But she then went to the Met Gala in her, like, black outfit.
Yeah.
Where she had the mask and the gloves. This is relevant. So she sees Pete on the red carpet, and he comes up to her. And apparently he had been asking a lot of people for her number when he found out that she was getting a divorce. Yeah. So he's random, so right? So, like, I wouldn't expect that from Pete.
Yeah.
So he's asking a bunch of people, but he didn't, like, reach out because he didn't know, like, if they actually were getting a divorce.
Can you just imagine the confidence of being like, Kim Kardashian's getting a divorce, I need to get her number?
Looking like Pete?
It's just amazing.
Yeah, so then Pete approaches her on the red carpet and was like, hey, I heard you're doing SNL. And she's like, I am, I'm so nervous. And he's like, no, you gotta do it. Like, here, take my number.
Sly. Yeah. So sly.
I know. Here, take my number so I can, like, you know, give you some advice and talk it through with you. And she's like, oh my, I'm wearing gloves and I can't use my phone. So he goes, okay. And he walks away before she could be like, but take mine.
No way.
So she never got the number.
Oh my God.
And then he doesn't show up to the rehearsal because he doesn't want to be in front of the cameras. And then they do one take before, and then they do the actual show. And the first time they kiss was then. And she was like, it wasn't until we kissed that I felt a little zing.
No way.
And then she's like, I don't know if I'm just being dumb because I haven't kissed anyone in 10 years since Kanye, or if, like, I actually felt something. So she gave it some time. And then she's like, okay, no, these feelings are real. I need to reach out.
Oh my God.
Right?
That's wild.
It's so cute for her.
It is so cute, but so bizarre.
I know. It is very bizarre.
Oh my God. So then she got his number?
Yeah.
And she messaged him first.
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe he didn't follow up and get her number while they were actually, like, together at SNL.
I think it was his move.
Well, yeah, the confidence. Being like, I tried once.
With Kim Kardashian?
Like, wow. He's got game.
Yeah. Like, that makes him attractive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really cute.
I really enjoyed the fact that she did that podcast because you just got to hear so much more of what she had to say, and it wasn't rehearsed.
It seems so random. Like, why is she all of a sudden doing a pod?
I know. Okay. Promoting the show.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Apart from that, we saw a lot of Courtney and Travis making out.
Yeah.
And I have to say, what?
I just can't, like, he doesn't even look human to me. Like, I'm sorry, but when he's on my screen, I'm like, what are you? Did your face ever move? He's like Voldemort, like, running through the TV screen. Oh my God,
yes.
He, like, doesn't have any facial expressions. He barely speaks.
No, but I was going to say, did you see the, obviously you did, the scene with Penelope and him drumming?
That was really cute.
Yeah, when Courtney pointed out, I just love the way that he speaks to my daughter. I started paying attention to it. I was like, he's really sweet.
No, I think he's, like, a fantastic dad, a fantastic, like, stepdad. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand his aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I can't handle the way he glides around.
I also don't understand her aesthetic now either. I mean, we spoke about this last week.
Yeah, it's all bizarre.
Yeah.
Did we see much from... Oh, no. So we saw the Chloe and Scott conversation. So that touches on what we were talking about earlier. Because he was upset that he didn't get invited to... Like, I don't even know what it was. Like, a family brunch or something?
Yeah.
And they were finding it weird. They didn't invite him because Travis and Courtney were going to be there. And Courtney's like, guys, come on. I've broken up. I was with him for 10 years. And now I moved on. So, like, you can move on too. Mm-hmm. Which I get. But it's also, like, he's the father of their kids. He was intricately involved in their lives for so long that I do kind of see his perspective and why it shouldn't be as simple as, like, I've moved on, so should you.
Yeah, I think at that point about him being the father of her kids is really important, because if the kids weren't involved, like, first of all, they wouldn't have stayed in touch for all those years and been so intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the kids do make the difference, and I felt bad for him that he wasn't invited. But the conversation that he had with Chloe, what did you think of it? What did you think of Scott?
I thought he was, I don't know, I can't really remember what he said, honestly. I didn't really think either way. I didn't feel like he was being, like, not contrite enough. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like he's trying to understand it and trying not to be, like, having a real tough time of it. But he also feels some type of way.
Yeah. See, a lot of people thought that he's matured quite a bit. But from whatever I remember from all those years with Courtney when he was trying to get her back and stuff, like, he does this thing where he, like, barely opens his mouth and makes his voice come out a certain way and sound all, like, sad and take pity on me.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, sound sort of mature, but then his actions will be the complete opposite.
And I think that's been her issue the whole time. It's, like, it's all talk.
Absolutely. So it's, like, it's very hard for me to, for me, because it matters, that to, like, watch Scott talk like that and not think that it's not 100% genuine.
Yeah. I do think that he does say the right things, but then his actions never really follow.
Yeah.
And it's easy for him to know to say the right things.
For sure. And, like, Chloe is his main girl, so she's always gonna...
Yeah, sort of, and I also think, like, your point about the kids, that brunch wasn't involving the kids. So, like, if it is a kid's thing, I understand why you should be invited. If it's just, like, the adults, you don't have to invite him to everything. Like, still invite him to some stuff, because obviously you still have a relationship with him and he's still, like, part of your extended family, but he doesn't need to be invited to every single thing.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Especially, like, I think they were right when they said, do we want to just show Courtney and Travis making out the entire time in front of him? Like, who is that going to help?
Yeah, totally.
So it was a weird situation to be in, for sure.
Yeah.
I wonder how they're going to handle that moving forward.
Yeah, but I'm really excited to keep watching. Is it on tonight?
Yeah, well, midnight tonight.
So you'll be up till 1 a.m.?
Maybe. Maybe. I didn't end up staying up last week to watch The Ultimatum. I watched it the next morning.
Yeah, okay. I was like, you texted me pretty soon about it.
Yeah, no, obviously before you.
Yeah.
I'll always watch before you.
Always. Okay, we'll talk about The Ultimatum a bit later, but we have a few more hot tops.
But wait, before that, I just have to point out, did you see Tristan and Corey's face when Kim said, Chloe, come here. There's something on the iPad I have to show you, and, like, only you're going to understand.
Oh my gosh.
Did you not notice?
I didn't notice her faces.
Oh, it's like a meme now,
really?
Too.
I didn't see
Tristan's face is, like, wide-eyed. Like, his eyes are bulging out and he's looking at the table. And then him and Corey, like, glance at each other.
The shade.
Which confirms.
Mm-hmm. They're like, is this my shit or your shit?
Right.
That's being put on blast.
And then they look to, like, see what's going on. And
oh my gosh. Their lives flash before their eyes.
Yeah.
I gotta go back and watch that.
Wait, do we know if they're gonna show anything about Tristan cheating on this season?
Well, they haven't shown it in, like, the previews.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I could see Chloe not wanting to do that for True.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if only Tristan thought the same way about his daughter.
No kidding.
And governed himself accordingly.
Yeah.
Loser.
Okay, so back, rewind into the rest of our hot tops. A bit of Bravo news, which I want to talk about.
Yes, you, yeah.
My second addition to hot tops.
You had two more.
Okay, so there was this post on Queens of Bravo that quickly got taken down. So I'm not sure if it's got legs. So it might be a complete lie.
Okay.
But it was saying, it was like this post, kind of like a Dumois type post, where somebody was writing in, like, I was just here and I saw this. And it was the person that said, I just saw Raquel and Schwartz, Tom Schwartz of Vanderpump Rules, making out hardcore. They seemed very familiar. This didn't seem like a first time kind of thing.
Oh my God.
And then it got, like, very quickly deleted. So either it was, like, totally a lie and I'm just spreading lies. Or, but, I don't know.
But Queens of Bravo posted it.
Yeah. I don't know exactly where the source was, or, like, but it did get taken down very quickly. Because I think I sent it to you, and then when you went to go look, you're like, it's not there, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what it said. I don't know.
That shook me.
That would be wild. And it said something like, oh, the Peter date. Because there was reports that she went on a date with Peter, like,
oh,
the old
manager?
Sir manager. Yeah.
Oh, he was gross.
I know. And they're like, oh, that was just a front or a cover up for, like, what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that would be unbelievable. I don't kind of think that Raquel would do something like that.
Because her and Katie got pretty close.
Yeah.
But also, like, just this past weekend, there were pictures of Katie and Tom attending a birthday party, like the same birthday party.
Mm.
So they were there together, which means that they're civil.
Yeah, and I think they're still living together.
Oh, really?
At least they were initially when the split was announced. Maybe they've separated now.
Mm.
But I don't know.
They had a great house.
Yeah, they had an epic house. My aesthetic.
Yeah, same.
Okay, and the second piece of Bravo news. Finally.
Everything we've all been waiting for.
Finally. Ashley and Michael Darby have separated.
legally separated. She filed.
Yeah. So I guess in like the state that she's in, you have to like file for separation before you can file for divorce. You have to be separated for a year. Mm-hmm. So she's starting that process, and she released like a very lengthy statement, which you sent to me, which I won't detail in much. It's kind of just the same kind of thing that you usually see. Like, we thought we'd be together forever. We're not. We're like, please respect our privacy.
No,
we love our
kids.
They
didn't say that, because this was something I wanted to point out.
Oh,
at the end she's like, we ask that you please respect us during this during this unfortunate time, or something like that. And I was just, I lolled when I saw that.
Well, it's obviously gonna be a big part of the show. She has always been so good at divulging her entire life on TV.
We all saw that coming.
Oh, 100%. But I just love how messy she is.
Yeah.
And like, she puts everything out there. Like, she's gone through so much of the cheating, and then the birth, and then like all of his bad comments, the breakdown of their restaurant business. Like, it's all been out there.
So condescending with the restaurant.
Oh, he's a despicable human being.
Just the worst. I wonder if Juan is now not going to marry Robin and run off with Michael Darby. Okay, no, but there was this meme on Queens of Bravo that showed Ashley like twerking and her cameo. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, we want season 4 Ashley Darby back, where she's grinding on Robin Dixon. I was like, yes.
Like, when she was first introduced and everyone was like, who is this chick? She's wild.
She was great. But they're showing that Katie is part of Potomac.
No,
Katie Ross.
Please, no. Yeah. She was, oh my gosh, she was a wet blanket. She was so boring. I hated looking at her.
Remember that wig on the trip?
So bad.
So bad.
Oh my gosh. I hope not. She can't come back.
Yeah.
But the thing about Ashley, so remember in the one season where she negotiated a post-nuptial agreement?
Yes.
And I don't remember what the exact terms were, but it was effectively like, if we have, I think it was like conditional on children, or no, conditional on the length of time. It was something like, mm-hmm, if we're together for a certain length of time, after that point, I get half or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she's obviously met that time period.
Do you
and
think
now she's
so?
Going to be, I think so.
Wasn't that just 2 years ago? And the timeline was like 5 years or 10 years?
I don't know, but I'm excited to see, because I do hope she gets everything.
Does that mean that Potomac is like coming out soon?
I think it is, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Well, wait, so they
the
had
Grand
this,
Dom.
Yeah, that was so boring.
Did you watch it?
I started watching it and I was like, this is, I can't.
I didn't watch it. So Karen Huger recently had like the Grand Dom reunion this past week.
Yeah, because my boyfriend was like, oh my gosh, Potomac is back on. And I was like, no way, it's probably an old episode. Look for the like created date. And he's like, no, it said it airs today. And then mm-hmm. I started watching. I was like, I do not need this in my life.
Yeah, so I wonder if like this announcement was timely, because Potomac is coming out soon and we'll get to see that on film.
I think 100% it was well timed.
I
think what they did was
see it.
They did this special episode, and then like next week maybe is the premiere.
But the premiere?
I don't know. Let's look it up at what time the actual
premiere. Well, they're
premiere
saying
is.
That Ultimate Girls Trip season 2's premiere is coming out this week or next week. So that's going to be released soon.
So that one, I wonder what they'll have it going at the same time.
You know which premiere or trailer I really want to see? Sorry, I meant trailer for Ultimate Girls Trip, not premiere.
Oh.
I really can't wait to see the Southern Charm trailer, because I just have no clue what is going to happen.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be epic.
Mm-hmm.
Leva posted,
so
did
years.
You see that picture of Leva today?
In the pink.
Yeah, she looks so bomb.
She looks so good.
Okay, so this isn't, our Real Housewives of Potomac isn't premiering until July. They're filmed January to May. So they'll be filming right now as this is happening. It's probably going to end
around
this time. Oh
my God. Yes.
Yes.
That's going to be so good. They also just finished filming Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah.
And the OC's reunion is on tonight.
I feel like Salt Lake City is going to suck, because they thought it was going to all be about Jen Shaw's trial.
Yeah,
and now it's not.
Sure.
And it's going to be like, what is the storyline?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It's going to be like fluff the entire season.
Yeah.
Okay, any other hot tops?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, then I guess we'll get into our next segment, Pitch or Ditch a Bitch.
So it's my turn this week for Pitch or Ditch.
Yes.
And I'm going to pitch the show of all shows.
What? Wow. That's okay. You better live up to that hype.
Temptation Island.
Oh, yeah.
So last
seriously,
week,
touch base.
Yeah, so last week, Laura pitched Temptation Island to me. And the good friend that I am, I always listen to her suggestions.
Unlike me, the bad friend that I am.
You literally have never watched a show I recommended. Or you did.
Sex Life of College Girls.
Yeah, that and Why Women Kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I watched Temptation Island and I'm done.
All three seasons?
Yeah, so I watched season one like the next day and I was like, oh my god, how why haven't I been watching this?
Thank you. I and you were so right. Validated.
You were so right. It was like the ultimatum. Mm-hmm. But better.
Way better.
So much better.
So much better.
Like it made sense too. Like they weren't swapping couples. They were new singles.
Then they gotta pick their own dates. Like they get a, it's not like the ultimatum where they're stuck, like, okay, I gotta pick someone out of these eight, and like process of elimination. If other people connect, you end up stuck with someone. Like yeah. What actually happened.
Yeah. I just, oh my god. The men
are trash.
And the single women were so hypocritical.
Yeah.
It was just like, how are you this dumb? Like, producers must be feeding this to you because you cannot be this unaware. So, like, for instance, do you remember Peyton?
Not really.
Okay, so Peyton really liked Casey.
Okay.
Do you remember Casey?
Mm-hmm.
And Casey was like, yeah, I don't want to go for any girl here, just friendship. And Peyton was really upset. And she's like, said something about how I can't believe he's like over there thinking about his girlfriend. Do you hear the words coming out of your mouth?
Like, he's being loyal.
Are you an idiot?
Yeah.
And even this recent season three, where Sophia was like, oh, I can tell that Tom is a good man because he's resisting kissing me, and that just shows me that there are still good men out there who are loyal to their girlfriends. How the fuck does that show you loyalty? He's literally on a show to test his temptations.
Mm-hmm.
And just because he hasn't kissed you doesn't mean like he's not developing feelings for you or having a connection. And in the end, he fucking kissed you.
Yeah. They didn't stay together. No, he ended up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I should follow
she
up.
She was also problematic.
Like, it's Chelsea. Just so amazing, especially the who was the first season? Is Arsenal started with a C? The guy who's with that girl forever, like 7 or 9 years.
Evan and Casey?
Casey.
Casey is the girl. Evan. The guy.
And then he left with that other Morgan. Chick. And then I wish you were watching this in real time because there was so much juicy scoop right after that.
I went and read all the tweets.
Okay.
Because she was like, by the way, he also stayed rent-free in my house and didn't work for 6 months.
Yeah, like it was so much drama like, between them at the end.
Are you surprised that he did this to you?
Yeah.
Like how you get them is how you lose them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially true in this case.
Yeah.
And then he tweets, I want to apologize to my ex-fiance.
Oh, that girl. The poor girl.
Oh, who?
She, well, like, poor Morgan? Girl, and that she was with him for seven. No, the other chick.
No, that's not who he was apologizing to. He was apologizing to Morgan.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he would lose battery at the same time every night and go on these work trips but didn't have a job to London and sleep with these, like, 21-year-old influencers.
Oh, my gosh.
Online.
Trash. True trash.
Oh, he was trash. David was trash.
Yeah.
And Kendall
was trash.
Ultimately, so season two, I was like, Casey is the worst. How does anyone like him? Like, no one can top this. And in comes Kendall season three.
They were so gross. I hated watching their whole entire relationship. Like, it was just so weird.
He's so manipulative.
Like, the amount of threesomes that are on this television show, when it's a shocking show about couples, like, trying to test the foundation of their relationships.
What a plot twist when one of the girls, Nicole, was like, I have feelings for you, Kendall, and for you, Alexis. And, yeah. Like, wanting to be a throuple.
Throuple sitch.
And I did not see that coming.
It's epic. Like, you don't see this kind of stuff on TV.
And then he has the audacity to flip it on Erica and say, so you kissed him on your last date, huh?
Oh my gosh, the toxic.
So we're not gonna talk about that.
Oh, he was so toxic.
Oh, I was so glad that she remained strong.
Totally. Yeah, because I hope she's living her best life.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah,
and so sweet.
But anyways, folks, that's just affirmation that it's the best show on TV, maybe not the best, but like very much up there.
I feel like I'm going through a drug withdrawal because I know season four is out there. Mm-hmm. But I have no access to it.
Oh, so disappointing. You know,
but I heard it's the worst one.
You know, I do have another recommendation for you that's similar.
Love Island?
F-Boy Island.
F-Boy Island. Okay, so there's F-Boy Island, Love Island, and My Ex on the Beach that I want to see. Have you seen My Ex on the Beach?
Yes. Is that the MTV show?
Maybe.
It's such trash. It's not good.
Oh, okay.
But F-Boy Island is hilarious. There's only one season. You should have access to it. I think it's on HBO Max.
Okay. Which one's the one that's from the UK?
Love Island.
Okay.
Yeah. Love Island's good, but there's... Well, Love Island's good. It's just a slow build, right? Because it's on like 6 nights a week. So
holy,
it'd be good.
Shit.
There's... But then especially the UK seasons, there's like 50, 60 episodes a season.
6 nights a week?
It's on 6 nights a week. Same with the US version, except for it's a shorter time frame.
Is Love Island where the ick was termed?
I'm not sure.
Because I think like when I was Googling the ick. yeah.
Some personal research.
Yeah. It said that it was first like picked up on an episode of Love Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
It could have been UK. I've never watched the UK. I've only watched the US.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you want a short season of something similar to that Temptation. Joke? What joke?
You said UK and I was like, okay.
Oh, it breezed right past whatever. That. But FBI Island, it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's more like slapstick than Temptation Island. It's less like real, mm-hmm. but it's like compelling TV to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm going to do it.
Yay!
I've proven myself.
I know. Such a good friend.
Like I said last week, you don't deserve me.
I don't.
Moving on. This week, I'm going to pitch a show that I've actually really been wanting to pitch for a while. So I watched it 2 weeks before we took our hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been like 8 weeks now.
Wow.
Do you know the show Blackish?
Yes.
Okay, so there was a spinoff called Grownish.
Okay.
Did you ever hear about that?
I did, I think. Yeah.
So it stars Yara Shahidi, I think that's
who's
her
the
name.
Oldest sister?
Yeah, the oldest daughter. And do you know anything about her, like, in real life?
No.
She's, like, at Harvard right now.
Oh, sick.
Or she's graduating from Harvard.
Is that a girl?
Yeah. So it's based on her life. Her name is Zoe, and she goes off to college. And so far, only 4 seasons have been released. And they're filming season 5 right now. But all 4 seasons, like, each season focused on, like, freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, senior year. And it shows, like, how she develops, because she's pretty self-absorbed. So it shows how she develops within her friendships, and then there's obviously like love triangles, and then how she navigates picking a career and just like becoming independent. And it's just like a really good binge-worthy show, and they touch on like relevant topics, like political topics, but also like pop culture topics, and the way they weave it in. I just think like the writer of the show, Kenya Barris, who also wrote Blackish, Mixed-ish, and another show, I forget it, is really, really talented.
And so are the vibes similar to Blackish?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
And some, like, the parents from Blackish make appearances here and there, and I love how they just, like, tie it in.
Hmm, interesting.
Like, so I've gone back and watched Blackish, and I'm on season 3 right now. I think there's, like, 6 or 7 seasons.
Yeah.
And at the end of season 2, the dad gifts Zoe this red Buick. And it was like a big episode because he gave it to her and then took it back because one of his coworkers were like, oh, it's now a sex mobile. But anyway, you'll see in Grownish that she's still driving that car. And then he comes to take it back again another time. And it's just like how it all ties in is so, it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's like a really wholesome show. Yeah.
I did watch Blackish for several seasons.
And really?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
I did like it. But then I kind of got, it was like, when sitcoms were huge and I was watching so many sitcoms, and then I was just like, why am I watching these? I'm not really that invested.
Yeah.
And I think I got sidelined into reality TV and like never came back. So I did like it though. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
So would you say it's very similar to Blackish, or does it have any differences? Because when you explain it sounds to me like kind of like Never Have I Ever or Sex Life of College Girls vibes.
Yes, exactly. Sex Lives of College Girls and Never Have I Ever. So like Blackish was pretty like lighthearted and family oriented and whatever. But Grownish is very much like she's developing as a woman and like going through these stages of her love life and learning more about herself and relationships. So it's a bit more personal and also a bit more relatable.
Right. Yeah, a bit more mature.
Yeah.
Where did you watch it?
Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to purchase the 4th season on YouTube though.
Nice.
But it was only like $20.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap. I've bought stuff on there before.
Yeah, I've definitely bought the Kardashians on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's Grownish and Blackish. I'm just like a really big fan of Tracy Ross.
Yeah.
She was in a show that I loved, Girlfriends. Did you ever watch that?
No.
It came on BET. And I used
feel
to
like it's
watch
on Netflix now, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah. So I watched it, like, after school when I was younger. But then when it came on Netflix last year, I watched it all over again. And it was so good.
Wow.
Like, you should watch that show.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay, I need to get back into some sort of scripted TV. I'm just so mm-hmm. focused on reality TV. It's hard to like change my mindset.
I know.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, so I'm going to pitch that.
Pronish. We'll see when I watch. I did see Casual and I thought.
You did?
No, I saw it on Netflix.
Oh my God. I was going to say, how did you not tell me this?
I saw it and I thought, maybe. And
wow, that's huge for me.
Yeah, I thought I considered it.
Honestly, the bar is so low for you that I'm starting to wonder if I need to go to therapy again.
No, you just need to recommend very like low quality, trashy reality TV shows, and then I'll probably
that
watch.
That means I would have reality TV shows. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Then you'd have to like ruin your quality of TV.
No, because
well.
I love those shows.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say like low quality drama scripted TV. I would have to lower my standards, and I'm not gonna do that because I have healed and I'm grown now.
You're just a very much more well rounded TV watcher than I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just really need background noise.
I know you watch TV all the time while working, and I can't do that.
Yeah.
So my TV time is limited to like pretty much 6 till 9 every night. Mm-hmm. Ish, if there's not like a sports show on that I apparently need to watch.
Yeah,
so I don't have a lot of time.
See, the problem is if I don't watch the TV and have background noise, I'm left with my thoughts.
Oh yeah, those are a dangerous place to be.
And we'll take a break.
All right, let's get into our TV recap segment. So we've already obviously recapped the Kardashians, mm-hmm. and also we're going to be recapping Summer House.
Yeah, I think this is like, I still don't know if this is the finale.
I don't think it's the finale because obviously you have Kyle and Amanda's wedding. Mm-hmm. But I think this is maybe the last weekend that they were in the Hamptons.
Yeah, but they did finish filming the reunion, so I assume it's soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, not much happened, like you said, until the dinner.
Yeah, so in the episode, we like start off back at the winery. Then like everyone's still like on Lindsay and she's really mad because
they do start at the winery. I remember this because it was just so annoying to hear Amanda say to Lindsay like, are you actually okay? Like, you shouldn't be having all these fights or whatever. And it's just like, you're literally marrying Kyle.
Yeah,
you have no place in this.
No, I agree. So they kind of at least settled things and enjoyed the rest of their day. And then they go back to the city for the week. And so there we see Paige having her Access Hollywood segment, which was really bizarre.
What happened there at the beginning?
With what?
With Paige's segment, because there was an awkward moment.
Yeah, it was kind of like, okay, start. And then she was kind of just sitting there staring. And then she's like, okay, it was like she didn't know that she was supposed to start her segment.
Yeah.
But the whole segment was really bizarre in that it just didn't look like she was ready for it.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't look like fully done up for some reason. I mean, she looked great, but
I also never heard of her doing that until this episode.
No, me neither. And then we jump to Kyle and Amanda are having their cake testing and her parents come over and they just found out that their florist... No, they didn't find that until later. So
they talk about the prenup.
Yeah. And I thought their prenup combo went fine.
Sure. But the one thing that stood out to me is Amanda's 30 years old and doesn't know about her finances.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Doesn't even know where they are or like
my dad deals with all of that.
Yeah.
But they brought up grandpa's trust. So you know she's rich.
I know. She's got money somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have the combo. They still haven't decided if they're actually going to get the prenup or not. And then they go to the Hamptons again. And they've organized a prom where they're going to have prom. So they must next episode. Like, when do they have prom?
I guess next episode. Well, yeah, they show them asking people to be their date.
Right. So there must be at least one more episode in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. But Paige drops that she went to 12 proms. That is insane. And there's pictures from all of them. So I think that's actually legit.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I saw that on Queens of Bravo.
Yeah, I would never want to go to 12 proms.
Never.
No.
Absolutely not.
But I'm not surprised that she got invited to 12 proms.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so with the prenup, though, can we talk about Kyle's like lawsuit and debt and stuff?
Right, because he mentions that later at the dinner as well.
Oh, okay. So he says that he spent $200K in 1 month. He's $4 million in debt. And Amanda, like, thinks that a prenup is necessary because it's going to, or, like, isn't necessary because it's going to hinder her from money. But, like,
she's looking at the wrong way.
Protecting herself.
No kidding.
Like, her dad said it right. He's like, what does this mean for Amanda?
Yeah. Like, obviously, he's taken on a significant debt trying to get this business up and running. And then I don't know what this lawsuit is, but he was saying he pays $200,000 in legal fees a month. So, like, that wasn't a one-time fee. Like, I think that's an ongoing expense.
Is this a construction file?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even know what it's about. But, like, for sure, I agree with you. Like, she is potentially taking on a ton of debt. And, like, yeah, she might not have any assets right now, but, like, you have to think about the Grandpa's flip side trust. Of that.
Grandpa's gonna pay for Kyle's debts.
Yeah. So then they get, is that all you wanted to touch on?
Yeah.
So then they get to the house and they just found out that their florist canceled, which would be very stressful. I don't understand how these people are, like, all this shit is happening, I guess is their job, and they're like, we still have to film this show. Mm-hmm. I could not enjoy my weekend if my florist just canceled and I was trying to find a new one. I could not just, like,
I know you wouldn't.
I could never.
For sure.
I'd never.
Like, you know what? I'm here now.
Yeah, no, I could never. I'd be like sitting there stewing, being like, oh my gosh, when am I going to be able to time to Google this? I need to phone someone right now. I could not do it.
Yeah, I know.
But it does, like, suck that their floor is canceled. Anyway, so then Kyle is, like, spiraling. He is so stressed. And he started
slurring, so you know it's going to be bad.
Yeah, so then they're drinking, and then they all go out for dinner. And then that's when chaos ensues.
Mm-hmm.
The entire scene was so chaotic. Like, they literally, I think, just propped up the video recorder and was like, we're just gonna record this as is. Like, they weren't even flipping between people, and it was like, what is going on? Because so Luke is trying to tell he's trying to, like,
oh yeah,
tell no one cares about his, like, love life and his own personal life, and he starts getting increasingly louder with everything that he's saying.
Was that scripted?
I don't think so. I think he was actually mad. He's like, I wasn't here this weekend and nobody cares about me, so I'm gonna just keep speaking louder until someone will listen. And then we've got the side congo happening between Paige and Lindsay
and Maya
about, like, we're not trying to gang up on you, we're just actually, like, worried about you, that kind of thing happening. And then we've got Kyle losing his shit about how stressed he is, and Amanda starts crying. And all of this is happening after Paige at the beginning of the dinner is like, let's have one cohesive combo tonight.
I can't see Luke coming back next season.
Well, he's kind of like he's a gnome. He's just, like, there in the corner, but, like, what is he actually contributing?
I think he's also just, like, over it.
Yeah, for sure.
But before Kyle starts getting into a frenzy, like, Amanda was so annoying.
Yeah,
the way she talks him like a child.
I know. And she cuts him off and, like, belittles him
and, like, tells him how much to drink and when to drink, and she says it so loud in front of everyone that all I'm thinking is, like, she's trying to show everyone else that she has some sort of power control in the dynamic.
Yeah, and she's not getting walked all over. But by doing so, it just exposes how unhealthy their relationship
and
is
and eggs Kyle on.
Yeah,
I would get so annoyed if someone was doing that to me.
For sure. Like, she was like, Kyle, not everyone has finished their espresso martinis and now you're wanting another one.
Yeah.
Like, no.
The only thing that she said that was actually substantive was once Kyle blows up, she goes, Kyle, you always take out your frustrations under the guise of being concerned about everyone else.
Right.
So once Luke, like, builds up whatever, Kyle cuts him off and then says...
He says that he was getting loud because he wanted everyone to listen to Luke.
Which, that's not true.
Not at all true.
No. He just kept, like, changing the voice that he was using to get more and more powerful, but then backed off. It was kind of psychotic.
Yeah. I also didn't like how Amanda cut him off when he was trying to apologize. Like, yes, his apology was shit, mm-hmm. but at least let him get it out. And then you can, like... I don't know. It's just so weird to me. I don't think I'd ever want to be in a relationship dynamic where me and my partner aren't showing, like, a united front to the world, you know? Like, absolutely. It's the same as, like, Katie and Tom from Vanderpump mm-hmm. Rules. Like, when we're in public, have my back. When we're in private,
you can tell me everything I did wrong.
Yeah. And then I'll repent and I will, like, apologize where I need to.
Yeah. Like, for instance, if you and I were out at a bar and you got into a fight with someone and I thought you were being absolutely ridiculous, the last thing that I'm gonna do is be like,
Laura, stop. You're being ridiculous. Laura, stop. And, like, effectively take the other person's side, which only gives them more ammo and gets you more riled up. I would just be like, Laura, I got this. Tell the other person to shut the fuck up, take you to the side and be like, let's go home.
Yeah.
And then be like, are you an idiot?
Yeah. That's, I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's what you need. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if your partner's in the wrong, like, you don't have to fight all their battles for them. And mm-hmm. I think Amanda is starting to do that way too much. It's mm-hmm. like, you are still separate individuals. And yes, I know through the show, everything is that Kyle does is reflected on you, because everyone's like, why are you still with him when he acts this way? But I do think she has to remind herself that she's a separate human.
Yeah.
And like, if your friends have concerns, they can talk to you about them. You can address it. But like, when you're out in public, you don't have to like baby him and control him. Just let him be, let him do his thing. Talk to him about it after. Deal with your friend's judgment after. It doesn't have to be all done at once.
They're just too enmeshed. Amanda is too enmeshed. I think Kyle still has some sort of degree of separation, but they're like stuck in this parent-child dynamic where like Kyle's in his rebellious phase, and it's just so cringe to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen them be like really healthy together.
No.
At least they're going to therapy, but like if it's recorded therapy, I don't know how legit it is.
Yeah, speaking of therapy, Lindsay brought that up quite a bit. What I didn't like about what Kyle had to say about Lindsay was just like, you just had a miscarriage
at the dinner. He said that at the dinner?
Wait, you missed that?
I missed that. Oh my gosh, why did he bring that up at the dinner?
Laura, you have to go back and watch that scene, because it was like jaw-dropping.
It must have been when all the chaos was around the chaos happening, and I couldn't even track what was going on.
Yeah, Kyle cut her off and was like, you sure you're okay? You just had a miscarriage.
That's like throwing it in her face.
Right. And it's like, she's already had to accept that her timeline of whatever she wanted is off, and she's now living her best life in the summer, and she just got over this miscarriage. You don't get to bring that up.
No.
Like, if there's one more person other than Lindsay who brings up the miscarriage.
And you don't bring it up. Like, if you are genuinely concerned, you bring it up in private. Like, not at a dinner table where everyone's losing their shit and you throw it back in their face. Like, I don't know. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Maya did have Lindsay's back at that point for, like, a split second. Was like, no, that was wrong. Like, you can't say that.
Yeah. I did feel bad for Lindsay. Yeah. At that table, it's like, why is this still coming up? Like, I was getting annoyed. I'm like, can't you guys talk about something else? Why is this coming up again? We just went through this whole thing at the winery. Yeah. And I also understood, I think Kyle at one point that's what he tried to do, like divert the subject to Luke, because mm-hmm. he's like, why are we spinning our wheels and going through the same thing we just went through all day?
Yeah.
And at that point I was like, I agree. And then after that I was like, I disagree with everything you're doing from here on out.
Yeah, can't win them all. We did see like a short preview of the beginning of Carl and Lindsay's connection.
Well, they're always flashing to them and like they're smiling at each other and like being all cute.
Yeah, it was at the breakfast or whatever when Carl asked Lindsay if she was still seeing Ahmed or if he like slept over.
Right.
And
they look so genuinely happy to be around each other. I know.
And then in like the confessional, Carl was like, Lindsay just keeps picking shitty men. Maybe she needs to start picking better men.
Yeah, they're like just foreshadowing everything.
Exactly. So yeah, cute.
I kind of love it.
And the only other story was like Danielle's boyfriend, Rob, is considering going to Charleston.
Yeah, but which I no think one he cares. Never actually did, because I remember seeing on her Instagram that he was like in Aspen.
Yeah, and she's posting from New York all the time.
Yeah.
Still don't know what her fashion app is.
No.
But love her. But yeah, that's it. I don't remember there being a preview for next week.
I don't remember the prom dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I guess that's wraps up another episode of Pop Therapy.
We did it,
folks.
We're back on track.
See you next week.